The following is an audio program of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Estrogen hormone replacement and Alzheimer's disease. Hormone replacement therapy can do a lot of amazing things. In the early 20th century, scientists are just exploring the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the benefits of various hormone treatments, including estrogen, testosterone, and human growth hormone. Although research has shown no evidence that estrogen replacement treatments can alleviate the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, there is promising evidence that estrogen therapy can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease in women, even women that are otherwise healthy. Menopause problems. As we all know, menopause is a period of great hormonal imbalance. From puberty to menopause, women experience a fairly predictable pattern of hormone levels, and their body ultimately benefits from this stability. Upon menopause, however, hormone levels start to change significantly. Primarily, estrogen levels drop like a rock as the ovaries greatly reduce their production. There are multiple symptoms associated with menopause, and they all have a negative impact on both health and life. Among these symptoms are cold flashes, hot flashes, memory loss, emotional instability, and loss of sexual desire and ability. These are the symptoms that women experience explicitly during the period of menopause. For the most part, with the exception of sexual issues, these symptoms of menopause dissipate slowly over time. Long-term symptoms of hormone deficiency. In recent years, however, researchers are discovering that there are many issues related to hormone deficiency that put women at risk for the rest of their lives. One risk that seems highly correlated with estrogen deficiency after menopause is Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is a disease which is more common among men than women. Alzheimer's is a disease that is much more common among women than men. The risk for a woman to develop Alzheimer's is almost double that of a man. Of course, part of that increased risk is due to the fact that women on average have a longer lifespan than their male counterparts. But that only explains away a small portion of the difference. Why do women get Alzheimer's more than men? In recent years, there have been a limited amount of studies conducted regarding the connection between estrogen deficiency and cognitive decline, but the research has been illuminating to say the least. This research suggests that the administration of estrogen hormone replacement therapy can have a stimulative effect upon mental health in women, both assuaging age-related cognitive decline and even postponing or reducing the risk of Alzheimer's disease. For many patients, especially those that are experiencing estrogen deficiency before menopause, estrogen replacement therapy can be combined with progestin in order to maximize the effectiveness and safety profile of the treatment. How many people struggle with Alzheimer's in America? Alzheimer's is one of the worst medical issues plaguing modern American society. It is estimated that 4 million men and women are afflicted with Alzheimer's today. Considering that twice as many women as men will experience Alzheimer's in their lifetime, this is a significant portion of the aging women. Nearly every person in America intimately knows someone that has struggled with Alzheimer's, whether they had to take care of an immediate family member or were simply just an acquaintance. A few years ago, several research teams sought to answer once and for all if estrogen replacement therapy could be a legitimate treatment option for women that are at risk of Alzheimer's. Can estrogen treat Alzheimer's? As a result of their research, they found that estrogen was ultimately not effective as a means to directly treat Alzheimer's disease. Although they were unable to establish estrogen as a potential Alzheimer's treatment, their research still strongly suggested that estrogen therapy could reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's for women all across the world. Can estrogen prevent Alzheimer's? There is potential that estrogen replacement could significantly delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease, or, at a minimum, postpone the onset of the disease. Even if estrogen only postpones Alzheimer's, it could still be an amazingly useful tool in combination with other treatments that would all but eliminate the risk of Alzheimer's disease someday in the future. The benefits and risks of estrogen replacement therapy. There are countless women across America that have turned to estrogen treatments as a means to relieve the symptoms of menopause. Every woman experiences menopause in a different way, and some women are more sensitive to the changes that take place, or produce lower baseline levels of estrogen after menopause. Decades of research have proven the effectiveness of estrogen at reducing the potential tempest associated with menopause, and medical researchers have made powerful links between estrogen replacement therapy and a reduced risk of osteoporosis. Cautious links have also been made between estrogen replacement therapy and reduced risk of heart disease, although this link has not been confidently established. For some women, however, estrogen replacement therapy can increase the risk of breast cancer, although the exact level of risk is not fully discerned as well. Although there are certain risks involved with estrogen replacement therapy, for a huge number of women, it seems likely and clear that the benefits far outweigh the costs. Before new research regarding memory and cognition, this was essentially the state of play in regard to the potential benefits and risks of estrogen deficiency and estrogen replacement. Today, researchers are becoming keenly aware of the way that estrogen and estrogen deficiency affect the brain and mental health. Estrogen and acetylcholine. In research utilizing both laboratory animals and cultivated brain matter, there is evidence that supports the notion that estrogen has the ability to protect and support the health of neurons in the brain. One means by which it accomplishes this is by boosting resting levels of acetylcholine in the brain. Acetylcholine acts as a protective force in the brain, which safeguards against the breakdown of brain tissue associated with Alzheimer's disease. One of the physiological symptoms of Alzheimer's is that acetylcholine levels drop significantly among patients that suffer from the disease. In addition to this, estrogen replacement therapy also seems to be able to reduce the rate at which beta amyloids form in the brain. What are beta amyloids? Beta amyloid is the primary actor which leads to the physiological deterioration associated with Alzheimer's disease. Although you have probably never heard of beta amyloid, you probably know what it is whether you realize it or not. Beta amyloids are proteins which, when produced in the brain, lead to clumps of tangled amino acids which are referred to as plaques. Estrogen research in the 1990s. Before the turn of the century, there were only a small set of studies regarding the connection between estrogen supplementation and Alzheimer's. These studies suggested that estrogen replacement therapy could restore some memory and cognitive ability in women suffering from Alzheimer's. The problem with these studies is that they were for the most part small studies, and they only evaluated patients over a short period of time. Although the studies showed some promise, they were not powerful enough to establish a significant link between estrogen and the improvement of Alzheimer's. In the years following these initial studies, however, three new studies were conducted which intended to explore these potential benefits in a way that could more firmly establish the potential effects of estrogen treatment on memory and Alzheimer's. The biggest and longest of these studies was released in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Testing the Hypothesis, Estrogen and Alzheimer's. This study was conducted by Ruth Molnard of Cal Irvine, a representative of the Institute for Brain Aging and Dementia. This study had a participant pool of 120 patients, half of which had been discovered to have Alzheimer's disease. Half of the women in both groups were treated with estrogen replacement therapy. The other half of both groups was treated with a placebo. All patients received treatment for 12 months and were regularly tested for alterations in language ability, mood, memory, and other cognitive abilities in order to monitor any symptoms of cognitive decline. If estrogen replacement therapy were able to improve the function of patients with Alzheimer's disease, then the treatment could cause women taking estrogen to decline more slowly than the patients that did not receive treatment. Estrogen ineffective at treating Alzheimer's. Sadly, the results showed that estrogen had no effect upon patients that were already experiencing symptoms of Alzheimer's. Among the 97 women that finished the study, the women with Alzheimer's taking estrogen did not experience any improvement greater than placebo. Two other studies displayed similar results, no conclusive evidence that estrogen could relieve Alzheimer's. Dr. Henderson, a medical researcher from USC Los Angeles, said that he felt the studies were fairly conclusive and that estrogen therapy alone probably couldn't have any real effect in regard to patients currently experiencing Alzheimer's disease. Estrogen may benefit Alzheimer's patients in combination with other treatments. Although these studies appear to put the aspect of estrogen Alzheimer's care debate to rest, that does not mean that estrogen replacement therapy does not have other beneficial effects. Even Dr. Henderson feels that there may be a place for estrogen treatments when combined with other forms of therapy. There are researchers that feel that estrogen hormone replacement therapy may have beneficial effects when combined with a common Alzheimer's treatment known as Aricept. Estrogen shares an important aspect in common with these common Alzheimer's medications. They all have the effect of increasing acetylcholine in the brain, and there is strong reason to believe that Alzheimer's may have the ability to increase the effectiveness of these other forms of treatment. Today, there is a limited amount of data supporting this hypothesis, but the data is promising. There have been two studies thus far conducted with regard to estrogen's ability to supplement existing Alzheimer's treatment. Data analysis after the study was completed showed that a small segment of participants were taking estrogen treatments in combination with other forms of Alzheimer's medication. Although there were not enough women to lend significance to the results, it does show a certain level of potential, although we should be cautiously optimistic, perhaps. Using estrogen to prevent Alzheimer's disease. Although no studies today are able to confirm estrogen replacement as a means to alleviate the effects of Alzheimer's, there are a number of studies which provide evidence that estrogen may be able to postpone Alzheimer's in women that do not suffer from the disease. There is even some hope that it may be a tool in Alzheimer's prevention overall. In one of the most recent studies, 472 women were monitored over the course of 16 years of their lives in the Baltimore Longitudinal Study of Aging. Although this study was not intimately concerned with hormone replacement therapy as an anti-aging treatment, the study was performed in a way which allowed a broad scope of analysis to be conducted. Among the 472 patients, there were a number which chose estrogen hormone replacement therapy, while many others went without such treatment. Looking back at the data, researchers found that women that chose to utilize estrogen during and after menopause experienced Alzheimer's disease at a half the rate of the women that did not. Small pool of participants still provide promise. Although this research shows an immense amount of promise, more work needs to be done in order to more accurately assess the viability of estrogen to prevent Alzheimer's. At this point, the findings of the BLSA study amount simply to an exciting observation. Estrogen may be one of the most powerful tools that women have against both Alzheimer's and general cognitive decline. Although we should be excited at such a prospect, we must also realize that there are other factors which may be at play. Women that choose estrogen replacement therapy may experience these benefits for other reasons not fully associated with treatment, including genetics or nutrition. In addition to this, the reduced risk of Alzheimer's could also be the result of other factors which help them live a healthier life. In general, women that choose estrogen replacement tend to be more conscientious about their health. Women that take estrogen also tend to have stronger health care plans, which allow them to access better treatments and health and wellness programs. More estrogen Alzheimer's studies underway. Today, there are three more studies being conducted in order to more clearly show the benefits of estrogen replacement therapy in regard to Alzheimer's. Of these three studies, two are being conducted by scientists in the United States, and a third by researchers in Great Britain. Because these studies were designed specifically to uncover the potential benefit of estrogen replacement for Alzheimer's, they will be able to declare once and for all the effect of estrogen on Alzheimer's patients. All three of these studies will be placebo-controlled and double-blind in order to maximize the predictive value of the data. At random intervals, the patients will be tested and analyzed for cognitive ability. Researchers hypothesize that the combination of estrogen and modern Alzheimer's care will slow down the rate at which the disease progresses. As we all well know, Alzheimer's is a dreadful disease for which there is no known cure. If it indeed does have the ability to benefit women with regard to Alzheimer's risk or treatment, then it will completely change the way we think about estrogen replacement therapy in the future. The potential of hormone replacement. Even if estrogen simply delays Alzheimer's or slows down the rate of decline associated with the disease, it will likely become a recommended treatment, especially for women that have a high risk for the disease, as well as a result of genetics or other factors. Even if the link between estrogen and Alzheimer's prevention is weak, it will still significantly broaden our knowledge of the disease and how it should be most effectively treated. Who should consider estrogen replacement therapy? Until the benefits of estrogen for Alzheimer's can be fully proven, women should consider estrogen replacement therapy in regard to other benefits that are more concrete, including cardiovascular health, osteoporosis prevention, and to relieve the harshness of menopause. Although conclusive evidence regarding Alzheimer's and estrogen treatment are still years away, there are numerous reasons to consider estrogen for your health. This article is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit our website or give us a call today. Thank you very much.